Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. This is Andy Hill with the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast, and I thought I'd just put together a little quick something on the current coronavirus situation. Right now, it's a pretty crazy time for our family. Our kids' schools are closed for the next 3 weeks, but it's looking more likely that it might extend to 8 weeks or maybe through the rest of the school year. The CDC just recommended that we do not have gatherings of 50 or more people. So Nicole is more than likely going to be joining me today and probably for a while at home, and we'll work together because she's currently in an office situation. So that probably won't be lasting much longer than today. And we're going to have to figure out how to work from home with kids. And although it probably wasn't smart, I tracked our net worth losses over the past month, and we're down by about $100,000. And that is before the crazy stock market activity that we are going to see this week. So I'm sure our situation pales in comparison to other families who may be out of work or soon to be out of work. And that's going to affect a lot of small businesses, and it's going to have a trickle-down effect across the country. I guess it's already really happened, and it's going to happen more, it sounds like. Anyway, I wanted to share five things that our family is doing to deal with the coronavirus COVID-19 season, and I hope it helps you and your family as you are planning. So number one, shore up your emergency fund. Nicole and I are closely looking at our spending this month, and we're looking at areas that we can tighten things up. Now, it may be easier than we think because we're not really going to be going out a lot, and that's usually where we spend a good amount of our money on entertainment and doing things with the kids out of the house, and sounds like that's not going to be happening a lot in the coming weeks. So with the extra money that we have, if we have any extra money, depending on if we lose some of our income during this time, we're going to reinforce our emergency fund to make sure that we can get through this coronavirus season. And now both of us don't really expect to lose our income sources, but you know, we also have no clue what is ahead of us. It's going to be a wild couple of weeks, months. So we feel like the emergency fund will help us to feel good about our situation. Now, luckily, we saved up about a year's worth of expenses in January when I made my transition out of my career. So we have enough to get through this time. We feel confident with that, but I don't know. Every little bit more helps. We've dipped into a little bit of that, but we're still very comfortable. But a little bit more can't hurt. So that's the first thing we're doing, is just trying to make our emergency fund feel very bulky. Number two, continue investing according to our plan. Now, even though the stock market has dipped into bear market territory and things are not looking that great, we are still investing in the stock market like any other day. Since Nicole and I are long-term investors, we know that this situation is eventually going to get better, even though it looks quite bleak right now. And if you look at it through the lens that we really haven't lost any money, just the value of our shares is lower. We only really lose money when we sell, and Nicole and I are not selling. We're going to be continuing to buy and hopefully get some deals along the way. Number three, create a routine at home. So school's canceled, right? So we're going to try to figure out how Nicole and I can both work, take care of our kids, and make sure that they are still learning and not freaking out, right? So if we're out of school for 8 weeks, that is going to cause some serious brain drain if our kids aren't learning. So we don't have it all figured out yet, but we know it's going to include a bit of the following. Letting our kids sleep in. We want to make sure that they're feeling good, healthy, and if they can sleep in now, let's do it. We want to give each other breaks so we don't go crazy, so Nicole and I can support each other. If she needs to get some work done, if I need to get some work done, if we need to help the kids, we're going to support each other. That's what spouses do, and that's what marriage is all about. We're also going to set aside time for learning for our kids so they can keep learning their second grade level and kindergarten level and keep the progress going, because we might not be going back to school until next fall. We also want to schedule time together to do family activities, board games, watching movies, going on a walk together. That's going to be very important right now. And just generally getting outside and getting some fresh air, some exercise. And we're going to make that part of our daily routine. So we don't know exactly what this daily schedule looks like yet, but those are a lot of the things that we're going to be throwing in there. And I know that Nicole and I will figure it out together. Number four, be generous where it's needed. Now, according to CNBC, the National School Lunch Program serves over 30 million children. The School Breakfast Program serves over 14.7 million children. And the Child and Adult Food Program serves over 6.1 million children. That is a lot of kids. With almost 50,000 schools canceled right now, people are worried that a lot of kids are going to go without food. Now, we are fans of Feeding America. If you guys have heard them on the show mentioned, we had the opportunity to interview them, which was fantastic. And their ability to feed our neighbors when it's needed most is incredible. And now is definitely one of those times. So on Saturday, Calvin and Zoe and Nicole and I, we did our big give, where our kids take their savings in their give jars for the past 3 months. And we thought it was an appropriate time to do some giving. So Calvin donated $14 from his give jar to Feeding America. And Nicole and I followed his lead, and we donated as well. This donation time, these conversations, it really allowed us to dive deep with our kids about how important it is to take care of our neighbors in need if we can, if we have the ability, if we have the means. Zoe also donated her money to a local animal shelter. She loves cats. She got a nice note back saying that the donations have been very, very slow lately, and Zoe's $20 was very appreciated. So I guess if you have the means during this time, please try to give, because charities that we appreciate, charities that we love, are going to be hit hard, and the people that are really in need of their services are going to be hit even harder. So if you don't have the means right now, or if you're feeling tight on cash, try to find other ways to give. It's a great story that I heard on the Good News Network, one of my favorite news sources. They shared a story of a woman in North Carolina who is offering to get groceries for her elderly neighbors to reduce their exposure to coronavirus. Now, I think that is absolutely beautiful. That is the type of kindness that is going to get us through this season, my friends. Number five, stay home and stay in contact. It's clear that the best way to beat this virus is to stay at home so we can flatten the curve. You've heard a lot about flattening the curve. That's going to help our neighbors get the care they need in hospitals and not have this situation overrun, I guess, the capacity that we have. So that's what our family's going to do. We're going to stay at home and we're going to practice social distancing when we go out for groceries or for walks. We're going to take advantage of technology, though, to help us stay in contact, maybe not stay in physical contact. FaceTime, Skype, or Google Chat, these are great ways to have that contact without the physical contact. I had a great idea sent to me from my cousin-in-law. I don't think that's what you say. It's the husband of my cousin. He's coordinating a daily check-in for his kids' school group that provides activities and fun games for his kids to play. And then he's going to send some videos and some challenges for the other kids that are in his class to participate. So they'll see videos of their friends doing the activities and having fun. And it's just a fun idea to keep everyone's spirits up. Well, everybody, that is what I wanted to share with you today. Just a short and quick show. I just wanted to share those ideas while they were fresh in my mind. Here they are again. Number one, shore up your emergency fund. Number two, continue investing according to your plan. Number three, create a routine at home. Number four, be generous where it's needed, if you can. And then number five, stay at home and stay in contact. I hope everyone stays safe and healthy. The news and the current times feel pretty unstable right now. I'm having a difficult time not looking at it over and over again. But you know what? Things are going to get better. They are. This is going to pass. Be safe, everybody. Carpe diem.